Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion, around the world. Welcome, everybody. You know, there's a lot of people in this country and all over the world who use other people for their benefit. Now, we who are disabled experience that every day from these agencies that are supposed to be there to help us. Now, why is it that an agency can pay people salaries, and a lot of them are big salaries, some of them are smaller, and have a building and have an office, you know, and have all the equipment and everything at our expense? In other words, they get the money because of us, you know, and yet the millions of us who are struggling, who go to these agencies, can't get help. Now, that's a serious wrong that we believe has been neglected all these years. And I've never heard one agency other than Inner Sight point it out. I think this is the first time we're doing a show like that, on this subject. But all the agency, all the groups, and all the demonstrations, and all the advocate groups, when they went out to advocate, and some of them have been arrested and all this stuff, and try to convince the government to put in more money, more money, more money, they've never pointed this out, that the agencies that are supposed to serve us have the money to pay people, expense accounts, office buildings, equipment, and yet the people who are demonstrating and trying to get the point out there get help. How come this was never pointed out? You know, why is it that no one that I know of, and as a matter of fact, one year when I went to Washington with a group of people to protest the nursing homes, I brought that idea up, and nobody responded to it. You know, here's a big reason why we're in the situation that we're in. I mean, these agencies use us to make a living. And yet the millions of us that are being used cannot get help. Now, we have so many examples of what I'm talking about. The biggest one, of course, lately is the nursing homes. I mean, that's a horror show. It really is. The agencies stand by. They let people be put into a nursing home. You know, they're restricted because they're getting money from the state, so they really can't do much about it. You know, how many people get put into the nursing homes because the state won't cover the amount of help they need in their own home? All right. And then once you get in there, they take all your money, all right? The agencies that are supposed to help you when you're disabled, they don't do a damn thing about that. There's nothing being done about that. And somebody said to me, well, who's going to pay for the nursing home care, which is horrible anyway? My answer was half from the agencies and half from the government. Don't take a person's money who has to try to survive in the horror of the nursing home. You take their money, they have no place to go. You don't take their money, they got a chance, you know, to get out. Maybe their family hates them. Who knows? And they wound up in the damn nursing home. Now, the son of a bitches take their money, and they lose their home, their apartment. How can you get out of a place if you don't have money? Programs that they put you on are so stupid and ridiculous. The people who, by their own admission, the people who run some of these independent living centers have commented, oh, most people die before we can get them out. Sure. That's what the state is hoping for. So they can get new people in there and take their money. So you see, the agencies that take the money, you know, the nursing homes, and the agencies that do nothing about it, are making a living off of us. They don't care because they're still getting their salaries. It's a horrible world. And when we come back, we'll give you some more examples. There's a lot more. Inner Sight around the world, brought to you by the Big East, AkitaRescue.org. And adopting Akita, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Arms River, New Jersey, 609-388-7004, the phone number. Big East, Akita Rescue. Thank them from the bottom of my heart. My dog is right at my feet right now, and every day saves my life. The Akita. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, we want to tell you about some of the people that help us, some of the good people that we know, like Gary from Nobody Starves on Long Island. Dog food, cat food, medical. And remember, he does it all on donation, so understand that when you call him. 631-484-3085, the phone number. Nobody Starves on Long Island. And if you're disabled, tell him, you know, if you have difficulty getting over to where he is, he's been known to bring food to people. So talk it over with him. 631-484-3085. All right, some of our friends, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, SuttonInsurance.com, GoodMojoPrinters.com, and TruerLawCenter.com. Some of the friends that have helped us in the past, we remember them. You want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information, call my buddy, Mr. Kennedy. Anthony Kennedy Realty at 631-888-1186. Good guy, very knowledgeable. Anything you want to know about real estate, ask Mr. Kennedy. 31-888-1186. And let's see, what else we got around the world? All the beautiful children, watch out for them, take care of them. Go an extra mile for a child. We remember several of those who have passed on. They're angels now up there watching over Inner Sight. I believe it. Yeah, the ducks told me. Go ahead, let them say I'm crazy. I don't care. All right, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Little Tommy, who I never met. I never met Avanti either. And Ali Campbell, who just loved, you know, was on the show. All right. So there's some of the youngsters that we remember from Inner Sight around the world. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our number is 631-224-3090. That's the Intersight official office number. And we don't have a big fancy office, but we managed to keep it all together. All right. What else? Intersight and awaiting the arrival of our engineer co-host. And, of course, reminding you that Rosie, our dear friend, is on hospice. Went from the nursing home to the hospital. And now I'm told that they will keep her in the hospital for whatever time she has left. She'll be more comfortable, at least, than that horrible nursing home. So we're waiting to see what the answer is tomorrow morning. And you know what I say on Intersight? They better keep her in the hospital, or they're going to hear from us. All right, Intersight. Around the world, and when we open the phones, if you want the number 213-816-1650, the Intersight number. And don't forget, Friday night, we have the Funnies coming up. All right? So we'll have a lot of fun with that. Got a couple of things cooking on that. Yeah, some of them might be a little weird, but we'll have to water them down. All right. Talking tonight about how the agencies use us to make a living. And, you know, I don't deny anyone a living. I wouldn't, you know. But when it's an agency for the disabled and it's non-for-profit and people call and go to these places for help, now you can never help everybody. That's for sure, and that's true. But they don't help anybody. To my way of thinking, where people need it, they help person should have. That's the mentality of a lot of these agencies. Now, I'm going to give you an example of myself. I was denied a guide dog 4 years. I walked without a dog. I was miserable. I was horrible. I was frightened. And while that was going on, all these agencies for the blind, let's say we take the agencies for the blind because I'm almost totally blind. All of them for the blind took in all that money, including the people that denied me the dog. And many of those people draw big salaries. I'm talking about $100,000 and more. All that money, and not one of them would do a damn thing to help me. Not a one. Now, that's typical of how they operate in most cases. I'm not talking about go and give help to a person who's disabled who wants to go out and sell drugs or harm people or children and all that. No. I'm talking about the average down-to-earth person who's struggling, who's trying to get by in a world that's not made for them. Now, these agencies don't do a damn thing about enforcement of a law. We have the American Disability Act. What are these agencies doing to ensure enforcement of that? It's horrendous. I've experienced horrible things with that, and I'm sure thousands, maybe millions of others have too. So they're taking in all this money, making a living off of us, and where's the enforcement of the law when you can't access something or get into a place? They don't do anything, to my knowledge, about that. I haven't heard one thing about it. And they're probably not allowed to do anything because they get money from the state. How are they going to criticize the people that give them the money? It doesn't work that way. And the federal government, too. So they're using us to make a living. And we have numerous examples, as we mentioned a little while ago, that one of the biggest is the nursing homes, where people lose their assets and their homes and everything else, and where many people who could be capable of working are stopped from working because they're in a nursing home. And they're getting horrible care, and they're made to sit around all day, or which is worse, even lie around all day. And then, of course, many times the body deteriorates from lack of circulation, lack of exercise, sunshine, good food. What do you expect? You know, people get lethargic, infections come in, treated right. And the next thing you know, a lot of people lose body parts. Horrible. Horrible. And in the meantime, all these agencies are collecting money and getting salaries while this is going on. And these people can't get help. This should not be. This should not be at all. If an agency is going to use us to make a living, you know, and get a nice salary and also be headed for a retirement where they're going to get money every month from that too, we should be able to get help that we need. And I don't see one thing happening with these agencies where they're helping people in these nursing homes. How could they? If a person loses all their money, number one, why don't they do something about that? If a person has to surrender all their money, their disability money, how could an agency be helping them when nothing is being done about that? Inner Sight is doing something about it. We're doing something about it right now. We're informing the world, aren't we? We have a petition that people could sign. We're trying to set up a program, Volunteer Plus, to help people stay out of nursing homes and to help them get out, where the money would be used for that sole purpose. So we're trying to do something. And hopefully in the near future, we can raise the money program into practice. Are the other agencies going to help us? So far, not one of them has done a damn thing. They know the show. They hear the show. We're one of the top 10 in the world. I think we're number 3. They know. They know who we are. I mean, the word is out. All right. And it's going to be out in a much bigger way once we start our show on YouTube. We're working on that, and I received a call from Ed from the band, and we're working on a music album that's going to be the first of its kind in the world. So, and I'm also had an offer to do my book. So these things are going to happen. We're going to make them happen. You know, nobody knows what life holds, but we're going to do our best to change this system, because people need help. And if people are going to make money on those who can't get help, that shouldn't be. First, the people get help. Then comes the salary of the person. Or let it happen simultaneously. I could accept that. Either way, it's got to be remedied. And I would hope that Mr. Biden would sign an executive order mandating that these agencies start raising the money. The government could cut back and save a lot of money that way. Because it's not going to happen overnight. You know, it's going to take years to develop. But isn't that how the government works anyway? All right, Inner Sight. We don't have the phones open right now, but we'll try to make that happen. And yes, there are agencies all over this country and all over the world, in fact, making a living because of us. You know, it's like the old saying, a lot of times when you don't like what the police do, you know, and people will say, wait a minute, I pay your salary, taxes, you know. It's so true. That's how a cop gets paid, from taxes. We do. We help pay their salaries. You know, it's the same thing with these agencies. The disabled. Same thing with the fire department that get paid. You know, public servants. You know, we help raise the money to pay those people. So if a person needs help, they should get it. You know, if a person calls up an agency, let's say it's the middle of the month, and says, I'm out of food. You know, I need $100 to go and get some food, you know, or I need help to get the food, or, you know, somebody to drive over and get the food, whatever. The agency should be there for that. They should take the money out of their petty cash, because every agency has petty cash. I know, because I used to be the assistant director of an agency. Take the money out of the petty cash, and they could fundraise to get the money back. It's not hard, especially when they have a big, fancy board of directors. And I'm talking about the big agencies, mostly. The ones that have all this money in the bank. You know, and don't give one damn about us. Inner Sight. Remind you. Tomorrow night's subject, I don't know. We'll think of one. Friday night, the funnies. All right, let's see. Monday night's Mad or Glad Monday. Last week was President's Day, so we goofed off, took the day off. Tuesday's open mic, and then Wednesday and Thursday, different subjects. By the way, television. Tonight, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. 1997. What was I doing in 1997? I don't want to remember. Anyway, 1997. Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, 11 o'clock tonight. You don't have to watch the news. You know what they're going to say on the news, right? Watch Inner Sight. It's a rerun, but watch it anyway. Tomorrow night, 7:30, Altice. That used to be Long Island Cable. Now they call it Altice. I don't know. It must be somebody's name. I don't know. 7:30 tomorrow night, all over Long Island. All right. So check it out. Inner Sight. And you got an idea for a show? Let us know. Send us an email. InnerSight@pmpmail.com. Don't put attachments because I can't open them and I don't read them by voice on the phone. So just put your phone number if you want me to call you. All right. Inner Sight. And it's very frustrating to call an agency that you know has money, has the means, has a big office, big fancy board of directors, you know, who keep them in money. And you call them for help. And they say, oh, we don't do that. We know you don't do that. That's what we're trying to tell you. Start doing it. You know? We'll help you. We'll help you raise money for it. Many of us, not all of us, because a lot of people who are disabled don't want to get into all that, and I don't blame them. But many of us do, and many of us will. How many times I've offered agencies to help people to create policies that they don't have and they won't do it? Well, part of it is because they're afraid. You know, they go to their board of directors and they vote it down. You see, that's the problem when you get too official, see? You have to go and consult 20, 25 people, and they vote you down. The most important thing should be helping the person. That should be the most important thing. If you have the means to do it, or you can acquire the means to do it. That should be number one, to help the person. Now, why aren't, I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. Why aren't some of these agencies who are supposed to serve the disabled, if a person is denied a service dog, let's say, why don't some of these agencies step in and say, hey, what went wrong? You know, the person trained with the dog, or you don't like this, you don't like that, you know, and get a report, find out, and then go to another trainer and say, hey, what do you think of this? Oh, that's not a major problem. I can show the person how to work the dog like this or that or that, whatever the situation may be. And help that person get the dog. Because there's no law, there's no licensing. We're left out in the cold, denied a guide dog. And a lot of people go and train with the dog for 3 weeks and never get it. And the agencies keep the money. So why aren't these agencies helping people who are supposed to be there for you? We're paying their damn ass salaries. You know? There's more than one way to do something. And that's the point. And you want to talk about the guide dog or the seeing eye. And if seeing eye doesn't like me using their name, they can kiss my ass. Macy's window, 5 o'clock. Because I'll use any name I want. Seeing eye. We invented, or we discovered the guide dog. We, the blind, discovered the guide dog in this country. We have a right to use the name. All right? So the agencies for the blind, if a blind person is denied a dog or a disabled person, a service dog, should step in and find out what went wrong, you know, and then consult other people, other trainers, who may have a whole different point of view and say, hey, I can do it, you know, and for a lot less money. Because we're paying the salaries of all these people. We're paying the salaries of the agencies that deny the person the dog, and we're paying the salaries of the agencies that are supposed to be there to help you. And they don't do a damn thing about it. Now, that's just one example. It works the same way with accessibility. It works the same way with the nursing homes. And all the way down the line, it works the same way with the person who's going to apply for a job and the tools aren't there. When the person walks in and wants to be treated equal. All the way down the line, it works the same way. We're paying the salaries of these agencies that are supposed to help us. They're making a damn ass living off of us. And they look down on us in most cases. And they don't want to help you. Or they want to do it in such a way that only benefits them. That's even worse. All right. So far, no phones. But if you want to make a comment on the show, you can call the Inner Sight number. Record it. 631-224-3090. And prayers for Rosie, who is on hospice or going into hospice. I for one, and this is through Inner Sight too, very, very dissatisfied with the way they've treated her and her husband, both of them now victims of the nursing home. Sign our petition. Change.org. Help us do something about it. Help us mandate the agencies. Let Mr. Biden mandate the agencies to start raising the money. We're not asking the government to put up any money for this. It'd be nice if they would, but we're not asking them for it. We're not asking the state for any money. Because then they're going to control it, and we don't want that. We're going to try to get the money from private people. But the agencies should be mandated to contribute to the fund to start Volunteer Plus. And if you don't know what that is, I'll explain it to you. Certified Home Health Aides. Donate hours to help a person in their home, whether they're getting out of the nursing home or whether they are trying to be prevented from going in the nursing home. Donate hours to help that person, and we will compensate them, not by salary, but by paying one of their bills, be it a car insurance, phone bill, mortgage, in accordance with how many hours they donate. The more hours they donate, the bigger the reward. That's the idea. And that way, people would be more protected, and the state would have a much harder time driving them into a nursing home. And it would be easy to get people out, because that extra help would be there. All right, inner sight, and that's the idea, and that's you can read it in the petition, by the way, change.org. We only have about half a dozen names. We're just starting out. We're going to need at least a couple of million to pull this off. But, you know, a lot of things, I don't like to use this word, but a lot of things go viral on change.org. That's a stupid word. Why do they say viral? Because it spreads like that? I'm going to say a lot of things take off on these petitions. All right, inner sight around the world, and no phones tonight. So, one man operation right here. All right, talking about how these agencies make a living because of us. You know, they write you up when you're disabled. That's why they ask you all these questions. That's why they do intake and all that. Because they use it. They have to show the state or the federal government how many people they've serviced, and so on and so forth, to collect the funding and the salaries, to pay for the salaries of all these people. So that's why we should be able to get help when we call these places. Now, we've all had different experiences, and we can all relate to what I'm saying in different ways. You've heard Maureen on the show, and I would think she's probably listening. So her mom is in a nursing home, you know, faced with the whole dilemma of having lost her home and everything else. And you know, she applied for one of those programs through the Independent Living Center, New York City. And for 3 years, they had her on the wrong program. You see? So those 3 years, didn't all those people get paid? Didn't they use her and all the others? And I wonder how many more other people were on the wrong program. You know, 3 years. And now, the latest I've heard is they have cut off communication with her, drawing that money because of people like Mary and all the others, aren't they? Now they say you got to wait anywhere from, I don't know, 3-4 years on these programs, mostly because accessible apartments are not available, right? Well, why aren't these agencies doing something to make sure that everything is accessible? They're getting paid enough because of us, paying you. You're getting paid because of me. This is my response on the phone if I call these people. You know, I mean, they'll probably hang up on me, but they can't hang up on me on my show. I'm paying you. You do something. What can you do? I'll tell you what you can do. Get a damn lobby in Washington and demand enforcement of the American Disability Act. That's what you can do. And put people to work and start making all these places accessible. In many places, all you need is a ramp. Encase it in the wall or whatever the hell it is. And when a person in a wheelchair needs that place, you pull the ramp out and you use it. All the jobs that could be created if enforcement would come about that every place must be accessible. Well, that's why people are in a nurse. And then while you're doing that, set up a lobby so that no one has the right to take away a person's disability as long as they're disabled. There's your criteria. That should be the criteria, nothing else. Just that criteria. If the person is wealthy and they don't believe, you know, that they should have the disability, they decide on their own, they want to give it up, that's a different story. That's their choice. It's like Mike Bloomberg, mayor of New York City, didn't take a salary. He didn't need it. Well, I don't know who he donated it to, but he didn't donate it to us. But there's an example of what I'm talking about. So that's what the agencies can do. You're getting paid because of us. You better change your policy and do something to help us. That's what I say. That's the inner sight way. You know, and what do they do about the state? If the state objects to it, you got to fight them. Fight them on it. Bring it to the public. I'll bet you any money the public will side with the agency. Let's fight them on it. You know, none of these agencies stand up to the government. Use us to stand up. I'll bet you thousands of disabled people would sign a petition like that if an agency created a petition. We want to change our policy to help people. You know? And even if it doesn't work, look what's happening with a lot of these corporations that donated to these politicians, and we come to find out that they're corrupt. Well, do the same thing here. Get your corporate people who donate to you, and get out of the state. Operate without the state. I mean, that seems to be the trend anyway, that the corporations are not giving. If the corporations find out that the agency's not helping the disabled people and the money is only going for salaries and we can't get help, a lot of them are not going to like that. So you're still tax exempt. Get out if need be. But I don't think the state would fight you on this. Thing is, do people have the guts to stand up and do it? So yes, we pay you. You know, I don't begrudge anyone a living. We're not looking to hurt anyone. A lot of these people who work for these places have children and families, and we understand that. You're there to help us. We have children and families too, and you can't get the right help. So it's got to change. The best thing that could happen, again, to to repeat what I said a little while ago, is Mr. Biden mandate that these agencies start changing their policies and raise the money and create a debit card system. Let the government put in half of what the agencies raise. Give disabled people a debit card. You know, let's say, for instance, person needs medical. Let's say you raise $10,000 for their medical. You put it in a debit card. Now a person can have a choice. You know, do I want to go to a chiropractor or continue with this doctor or, you know. A lot of people who are on these medicines would like to get off them. And a lot of people could if they had the money. So there's the answer. A debit card system similar to what's being done with the food, the food card, what do they call it, SNAP. Similar to that. You can only use the card for food. They have it. You can't even use it now for to buy certain other items. So that would work. And the agencies could have a very good excuse to fundraise and to raise money. They could raise a lot of money with this. I believe it. Oh, what do you got to lose? All right, in a sight around the world, and no phones tonight. We apologize for that. You can comment on the inner sight line, 31-224-3090, if you want to make a comment. Do you believe that the people who run these agencies should be making a living at our expense if we can't get help? That's an interesting question, isn't it? Somebody ought to start a petition about that. If you want to, we'll help you do it. Inner sight around the world. And, hey, don't forget every... we usually have Louie in here promoting the Follies for Friday night, but no phones tonight, so... But... we'll have some fun here Friday night, 8 to 9 on the Funnies. And a lot of wacky stuff going on. Oh, Jimmy, excuse me, Jimmy Dinigan will be here. Yeah, he called me. He's going to be on the show Friday, and he's going to tell us some stories about Janie. Then, of course, we'll have to give Janie equal time. All right, in a sight, stand by. I got to do a station break. Stand by. Blog Talk Radio, Inner Sight, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arian. And, yeah, Joe is a great believer in freedom, equality, all the things that we talk about. So we have, let's see, my last recollection, 103,800 plus who hear us. We may be up to 104,000 by now around the world. And I got a phone call today. I want to warn everybody on this. From somebody who said they were with Amazon, telling me that someone is using my account. And I listened to them and listened to them and questioned them, and you know, they went on and on and on and on. And I said, you know, this is a very unusual phone call. And the lady who sounded like an Indian lady, Oriental, said to me, why, you know, is someone using your account? I said, you know what? I said, you know why it's very unusual that you're calling me? I don't have an Amazon account. And then when I got off the line with them, I called Amazon and I told them, I said, are you having people call your customers telling them that other people are using their account? And they said, definitely not. It's a scam. They've been getting other calls. So beware. Anybody calls you from Amazon or any of these other places, it's all a scam. The companies do not operate like that. You know, they'd have to let you know in writing, I guess, send you a letter or whatever. Well, beware of that scam. All right, Inner Sight around the world, and we hope that Mr. Biden somehow gets the message. We've written a letter, we sent it, we got confirmation that they received it. I don't know if he'll get it. You know, that's another thing that really bothers me, that these politicians are so off limits. You know, I mean, I can understand the, you know, security and all that stuff, but they're overdoing it. What about all the people who really need to talk to them, to give them ideas, to try to change things for the better? See, we're the ones who suffer through all this security stuff and untouchable and, you know, all that. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, I went right into City Hall and met with Bob Wagner and the mayor and sat in front of him and, you know, and talked with him, regular guy, and he helped me. Whatever happened to that concept? You know, I mean, you check a person out. Yeah, you know, you run them, what they call in the police department, R&I. And then, you know, you find out they're for real. Give me 10 minutes with the President of the United States. That's all I need to explain what we believe should be done. And he'll either do it or he won't. Then we know where we stand. Wouldn't that be nice if I could go in and see Mr. Biden the way I saw Bob Wagner? I wonder if Biden knew Wagner. It'd be interesting to find out. Anyway, we'll keep on doing our show and putting it out there, and maybe somewhere along the line, somebody will hear it and say, hey, Joe, this guy's talking sense. Look at all the money we can save. Let him do it. What do you got to lose? You know? Who knows? Inner Sight knows. We got the angels on our side. That I know, and I believe it. Because I know we're doing the right thing. Trying to keep disabled people from stumbling and be equal. You can't go wrong with that kind of a policy because it's written from thousands of years ago in the Bible. So we hope that the government will wake up. And, you know, the ironic thing is we're not asking them for more money. We're asking them to let us use the money that's already there to change what shouldn't be. You heard it right here on Inner Sight. And I can hear my guide dog dreaming in the next room. And who knows what she's dreaming about. All right, let's see. We'll be with you tomorrow night, 8 to 9, on Inner Sight. I don't know what the subject's going to be. We'll just pull one out of the hat. We'll make it up. Whatever it is, it'll be something that will be focused on helping people and giving people more of a chance to live their life in a happy way, be happy. I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank, give our greatest prayers to Suzanne, her family, and of course for Rosie. And all our friends, my buddy Bill, who cares about Inner Sight, who helps. Mr. Kennedy, who has helped. My good friend Olga Murray from the town of Islip. And all the others who have helped us to keep this show alive, because it's so important to have a show like this. Gives people a chance to really speak their mind and to be heard around the world. Thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Join us tomorrow night to 9 live on Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank my dear friend Michelle Charlesworth, who is a very, very beautiful person. My friend Ira Tucker, who has helped me for so many years and still is going to do my... Ira has offered to do the overview on my book. And we'll have Ira on the show, hopefully, in the next couple of weeks. All right, Inner Sight, thank you so much. Means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Be with you tomorrow night. Be careful out there. Slow down when you drive. Very important. You know, don't go fast. Take it easy. Take it slow. It's easier to handle yourself when you slow down a lot of times. Thank you. Inner Sight around the world. And we thank the world for listening. Inner Sight. Give us more. We need more. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Thank you so much. Good night, everybody.